The people who don't approve of the cuts that the New Hampshire legislature made to the university system, like UNH President Mark Huddleston, describe them in a certain way.
When the legislature cut our budget in as draconian a way as they did, by 48%.
When the budget passed, Governor Lynch said the cuts would put college out of reach for too many students. You could expect people like a university president or a Democratic governor to support more funding for higher ed, but they're not the only ones. A recent poll that UNH commissioned found that 81% of New Hampshire residents are in favor of restoring the cuts, so long as tuition is frozen and financial aid for low-income students is increased. And the candidates for governor are paying attention to those numbers.
What I have focused on is first restoring the university funding that was cut by this legislature.
I would like to look and see if we could do going forward is restoring some of that funding, but making sure that every penny that we give back goes directly towards tuition costs.
Absolutely, at least restore the funding, which still puts them behind, by the way.
Those were gubernatorial candidates Maggie Hassan, Kevin Smith, and Jackie Silly. The three of them say that good schools with low in-state tuition are an important piece of New Hampshire's future economy. So they say restoring these cuts is a budget priority. In exchange for doing so, Maggie Hassan would ask the schools for a two-year tuition freeze. Kevin Smith says he's considering only returning part of the money and wants it all to go towards decreasing tuition. As for Ovid LaMontagne, he's a little less sure that he'll be able to restore those cuts.
Well, I'm certainly sympathetic to that. I would like to restore our funding stream that was available prior to 2011. But before we even can address that, I think we also need to be continuing to look at reforming the delivery system for higher education on the public side.
LaMontagne says that New Hampshire schools can keep tuition low by lowering administrative costs and squeezing other efficiencies out of the system. He has also proposed a learn-to-earn program through which businesses hire recent grads and pay off some of their student loan debt. But for the next governor, restoring any funding is going to mean finding the money. And some of the candidates have been decidedly vague on just how to do that. Hassan has the most concrete proposal, restoring the cuts to the cigarette tax. Kevin Smith says his jobs plan will boost the economy so tax revenues will rise on their own. And Silly says every revenue source is on the table. But no matter what the candidates say, they'll have to work with the legislature on the budget. And that body features folks like House Speaker Bill O'Brien, who gave his opinion on ed funding on the exchange this past summer.
We, by increasing funding, increasing scholarship, loan aid, have allowed it to be inefficient. Its union is seeking a 16% increase in its pay. Its workers are inefficient.
University officials say they're working on increasing efficiency, but the gains there won't free up significant funds. Unless there's a major shakeup in the legislature, New Hampshire's next governor might have to set his or her sights lower. The leaders of UNH and the community college system point to another top priority, restoring $5 million in scholarship money to needy students from the state's unique fund. This money was the cream off the top of an investment program for parents saving to pay for college for their kids. It, too, was raided during the last budget's cutting frenzy, and all four candidates say that they would like to restore those funds. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.